Let's begin in 1 Timothy chapter number 3 and verse 15. The Bible says, "But if I tarry long, that thou mayest know how thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth." Well, what we just read is what many call the key verse to the whole book of 1 Timothy. The Apostle Paul is writing here to a young pastor named Timothy. Hey, Timothy was his son in the faith. It was a man he dearly loved. It was a man he cared about, a man he wanted to help. And he said, "Timothy, I might be gone for a while if I tarry long, but if I'm gone, I want you to know that thou mayest behave thyself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of truth." Hey, I want you to know about the Lord. I want you to know how you ought to act in God's house and how God's presence is going to change your life. And that's the pillar of the living God. Hey, that's His place. And I want His place to affect how your place is. And Timothy, I want you to know about the Lord. Neither be partaker of other men's sins. And the Bible says, keep thyself pure. Keep thyself pure. So I'm going to call the theme of chapter 5 today, keep thyself pure. Now, as a young man growing up, I heard great preachers preach from this passage about purity, staying pure until the marriage altar. And I still believe that's important today. I believe that's just as important today as it was then. And I'm thankful for all the preachers that stood up. And we miss that in our day, where we don't have a lot of men of God that stand up anymore. And they say that you need to be pure until marriage. I remember growing up hearing my dad preach as a young boy talking about purity. I remember going to Christian school where they said purity was important. People ought to be pure. But when I was studying this verse in chapter 22, keep thyself pure, I always thought, when I came to that verse, it was referring to marriage. But then as I practice what we've been talking about in Sunday school, about Bible study 101, you'll see there's more here. The Bible says, right before this, neither be partaker of other man's sins. Keep thyself pure. M.R. DeHaan said, "Sin's pleasures have such great appeal. They truly look like bargains rare, but seldom do we clearly see the hidden cost which they bear." Paul here is referring to the sins of others. He says, "Timothy, I want you to keep yourself pure." Timothy, you can get up in the pulpit and you can say what's right and you can say what's good and you can say what's holy. But let me tell you something, Timothy, it doesn't mean everybody's going to do it. And you're going to have people come into your life that are going to pull you in the wrong direction. And you're going to have people affect you and hurt you. And Timothy, I don't want you to be partakers of other man's sins. Keep yourself pure. You ain't going to be able to keep everybody pure. You're going to preach. You're going to do your best, Timothy. You're going to have people hurt you. But let me tell you something, Timothy. You got to keep yourself pure from other man's sins. Jonathan Goldsworth said, "A great without has been written. Men and women are toiling without a Bible, without a Sunday service, without prayer, without songs of praise. They have rulers without justice and without righteousness, homes without peace, marriage without sanctity, young men and girls without ideals and morals, little children without purity, without innocence, mothers without wisdom or self-control, poverty without relief, sickness without skillful help, or tender care, sorrow and crime without a remedy, and worst of all, death without hope, because the church and the Christian is without purity." Purity is important, not just for the marriage altar, but for the Christian walk in your Christian life. And I tell you, we live in a day where there's voices everywhere. I wish every radio station on the air was like FBN, but it's not. I'm so glad to hear that report about FBN going across the world, because the gospel's getting out on the radio waves and God is pleased with that, and that's a blessing. And I wish every radio station, every time I turned on the radio, that Berean in our local area or FBN would be there. But there's other voices in our day. We go to our cell phone and there's voices. People will call us. We'll see things on social media. There's voices in our day. We'll turn on the TV and they want us to believe a certain way and hear a certain thing. And in a dirty world, it's hard to keep clean. In a dirty world, it's hard to keep thyself pure. Our society has become increasingly more aware of the danger of polluting our air. You can't turn on the TV without talking about green energy and how we got to clean up this and the planet's overheating. We got problems here and the ice is melting. But we live on a day also where many Christians need to become aware and increasingly more aware of being pure and staying away from sin. So for the few minutes we have this morning, I'd like to preach on keep thyself pure. Let's pray. God, thank you for your love and your wisdom. Thank you for your word. Oh God, help us to stay pure. The preacher needs to stay pure. The preacher needs to stay right. Help us, Lord. I need this. God, help me to be a blessing to these thy people. Fill me with your spirit. In the name of Jesus Christ and above every name we pray. Amen. Let's look at three important reasons, important truths of why we should stay pure. Number one, we need to be pure from the parrots. Be pure from the parrots. Look at verse number 19. I know some of y'all saying, a parrot? Where is a parrot in the scripture? We're about to find one. Amen. Look at verse 19. Bible says, against an elder was receive not an accusation. Be pure from the parrots. You know, a parrot repeats everything they hear. And Paul told Timothy, you're going to have some good men, some good people in the church. And I believe in every good Baptist church I know of, and in our church, we got some good, precious men and some good, precious ladies. We got some precious children. And you are going to hear, and within these walls and outside these walls, people say something. You'll hear a parrot, and they want to repeat something they heard. They don't know if it's true. They don't know if it's good. They're not going to listen to what their mama said. If it ain't nice, don't repeat it. They ain't going to hear any of that. They're going to want to spread something they've been told. I was thinking about 2 Samuel chapter 1. King David has got the news that Saul, the man that was hunting him, is dead. He's been killed. And what does David say about this? He says, tell it not in Gath. Publish it not in the streets. Lest the daughters of the Philistines rejoice. Lest the daughters of the uncircumcised triumph. David says, publish it not. He hears that Saul has died. And he remembers all the evil Saul did. But he also remembers the good. He says, publish it not. Don't say nothing. Us evil is awful, but we don't need to go cry to the enemy, to the wicked world about the king is gone. Publish it not. And it's good for us to remember what David said. When we hear something, publish it not. Hey, we didn't come to spread bad news. That's not why we're here. We need to spread good news and the joy Christ has given us. We need to be pure from the parrots. And when we hear stuff and gossip and bite-biting and talking comes on our ear, it don't always need to be shared. Pray instead of sharing would be good for all of us. Look back at verse 15 here in 1 Timothy chapter 5. Paul says this, For some, not everybody, but some, for some are already turned aside after Satan. Let me say this. There are people that will come to church, and they'll be kind to you. They'll be a neighbor. They'll talk about being saved. But there will be people that say they're Christian, but they've already turned aside. And when you run into somebody that's turned aside, you may not always know if they're really a believer or not. And you don't need to question everybody. You can pray for everybody, but you don't need to question everybody. But when you meet somebody, and if they're already turned aside after Satan, a good way to tell is when they start saying, well, did you hear about so-and-so? Did you hear what happened down there at that other church? Did you hear? Well, I know about that church, but I heard stuff back yonder. Let me tell you what I heard. It don't matter. You don't need to listen. You have no business saying anything if it's not true. And then even if it is true, why spread it? I heard a horrible story about another church about a month or two ago. It was sad. I don't want to hear those stories. I hate those sad stories. And I heard this story, and I know somebody who was related to the pastor there. And he's a good friend of mine, and I called him. We were just talking about something else. And it was not my desire to get on the phone and say, to start bringing that stuff up. You know, it ought to be good for us. You might know something, but you don't always have to share something. Let me give you 7 times when it's best to remain silent. Because if you want to be pure from the parents, you got to learn to be quiet. You got to learn to turn off the ear gate and look at with your spiritual eyes and say, this ain't right, this is wrong. 7 times when you should be silent, when you're not filled with the Holy Spirit. And when people are backbiting and gossiping, sharing half-truth, they ain't filled with the Holy Spirit. Be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Ephesians 5:18. Be silent when you speak before you know the whole matter. Proverbs 18:13. He then answers the matter before he heareth it is a folly and shame unto him. You should be quiet when you could listen and gain wisdom. He that answers the matter before he heareth it is a shame and folly. Proverbs 22, bow down thine ear and hear the words of the wise. It's a good idea to be silent when you want to gossip. The words of a talebearer are as wounds, and they go down into the innermost parts of the belly. Proverbs 26, a soft answer turneth away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger. It's good to be silent when you're angry. It's good to be silent when you haven't taken the time to listen. Seest thou a man that is hasty in his words? There's more hope of a fool than of him. Proverbs 29:20. It's a good idea to be silent when you don't have anything helpful to say. He that hath knowledge spareth his words. Proverbs 17:27. If you must speak, think before you speak. And decide you want to be pure from the parents. And you may not hear something this week. It might be a month or two down the road. You will hear things. May not be about us, may be about another church. And I know where the Sam Eaton pastor on the other side of town, good man, we worked together a year or two ago, was a good man, Brother Eaton. Somebody comes to me and says something about Brother Eaton, I have no desire to listen. I'm going to say, publish it not, I don't need to hear about it. You hear about things that you have no business listening to. And if you want to listen to that, I can't stop you, but you have no business repeating it. That's where things get tore up. Beware of the parents. Number 2, be pure from the preferers. We got the parents, but we also got the preferers. Look at verse 21. I charge thee before God and the Lord Jesus Christ and the elect angels that thou observe these things without preferring one before another, doing nothing by partiality. Tell you what, another scourge, another problem. Paul said, Timothy, you got to watch out for the preferers. That they prefer others. And they prefer others. The rich over the poor sometimes. The ones they like over the ones they don't like. The one that said something they didn't agree with. Watch out, Timothy, be pure from the preferers. But you noticed on the church sign this morning, it said Ashland Street Baptist Church. It didn't say Ashland Street Baptist Click. We ain't just a group over here that's come together, talk about everybody. We just already talked about the parents. We ain't a group that got together and said us 5 and no more. No, everybody's welcome. And I'm going to be honest this morning, I am praying. I want some people in church pray with me. I'm sharing my heart this morning. That's all this is. And I'm begging. I want some people to pray with me. I'm praying in our area. I'd like to see a Muslim family get saved and join the church. And they could go out and help reach our community. Because I tell you, they're as lost and dying and going to hell as I was before February 17th, 2017. They need to hear about Jesus just as much as you and I needed it. And they might be a different color skin. They might wear different clothes. They might eat different food. But I tell you what, they need Jesus as much as you do, much as I do. You got people in our community, they will slam the door in your face as hard as they can. If you knock on their door, but they need to be loved as much as Jesus loved you. And I tell you, we got to stop preferring. I tell you what, the preacher needs help with this. I can be just as bad. We got to be pure from the parents and from the preferers. They need the Lord too. Tell you, my wife would tell you stories growing up where her mother tutored some Indian children. Their family had moved here from India. And she would go to their house. And to this day, my wife loves Indian food. Okay, I've never tried it. I really don't have a desire to try it. But my wife today, she loves it. And she would eat it today if we had some for lunch. And she has a heart for those people, I believe. And let me tell you something. We ought to not stop being preferers. And James had something to say about this. Let's look over at James 2 this morning for just a minute. James chapter 2. Then we'll be right back over in Timothy. But look at James chapter 2. James chapter 2 and verse 1. James chapter 2. The Bible says, "My brethren, have not the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, with respect of persons." So a lot of people got faith with respect of persons. The Bible says, "For if there come unto your assembly a man with a gold ring and godly apparel, there come also a poor man in vile raiment, and ye have respect to him that weareth the gay clothing, and saying to him, sit thou here in a good place. Say to the poor, stand thou there, or sit here under my footstool." I tell you, you go to some churches, and I ain't making fun of them. I really ain't, y'all, okay? And I'm not trying to be a parrot. Y'all pray for me. You go some places, and they've told me preachers have went in, they've sat in a seat, and somebody comes and, that's my seat. They ought not be like that. And we ought not be preferred. If we have a homeless man come to church, and they're welcome, and they want to come in, they want to sit in the front row. They may not wear a tie. They may not have clean shoes, but they're welcome to sit there. And some we have a family of a different ethnicity, I can't even say it. They come on to church, they're welcome to sit wherever they want. We don't have a preferred place for the rich crowd and for the good crowd. And I'm telling you what, it ought to be where everybody's welcome. Everybody can come in. And let me tell you, that's not just good for the church, that's good for the house, that's good for when you're doing business, that's good for your family. You ought not prefer one group above the other. They ought to be, everybody's welcome. It's not, well, they're over yonder and they're this and they're that. It ought not be like that. Everybody ought to be welcome. Everybody ought to be encouraged. That's the way it should always be. They ought to be welcome. They ought to feel loved. I tell you, and ought not be at a place where nobody's welcome. Everybody's welcome to come in here. Color, race, creed, nothing matters, but they all need the gospel and they're all welcome. Poor, rich, or somewhere in the middle, they deserve to have a seat to hear the word of God preached. And Paul said, Timothy, you're going to have some, they're going to prefer others, and they're going to make the rich go over here, and this people go over here. Timothy, don't you be like that. Timothy, you welcome everybody into God's house. Everybody's welcome. So they can hear the word of God and leave changed. And leave changed. Everybody's welcome to come as you are. But when you hear the word of God preached and God touches your heart, we all want to have a desire. I don't want to leave the same as I came. Watch out for the preferers, Timothy. Some have turned aside after Satan. They might be parents. Parents, they might be preferers. But Timothy, I'm telling you, watch out for these people. And then Paul says, I got one more thing, Timothy, you need to be pure from. Look back at 1 Timothy 5, back at verse 22. 1 Timothy 5, 22. The Bible says, lay hands only on no man, neither be partaker of other man's sins. Be pure from the partakers. Paul says, Timothy, I want you to understand something. You start blessing everybody and blessing everything, you are just as guilty as they are. Just as guilty. There's a problem there. You bless these things, Timothy, and they go out and get wild and they're turning to that after Satan and they go a different direction, you're going to be responsible. Be careful what you start putting your hands on and bless, and be careful what you're working with. That's a problem, Timothy. Be pure from the partakers. The Bible says here, and look back with me at verse 20. Paul said, them that sin, rebuke before all, that others also may fear. Them that sin, rebuke before all, that others also may fear. When the preacher, if it be me, be a guest speaker, whoever it is, be Brother Aldridge, he preached a great message on Revival Sunday a few weeks ago about cleaning the house, whoever it is, a preacher stands up and starts naming sin and dividing it down the line and preaching line upon line and precept upon precept. He ain't trying to hurt people. He ain't trying to do things to people and run people out. The preacher, he is trying his best to rebuke sin before all so that others may fear. I tell you, we have a day that was prophesied in the Old Testament where the Bible says there was no fear of God before their eyes. And we live in a generation, in a day there's no fear of God. People don't care what the Bible says. They're fine going to church on Sunday and living like hell on Monday. God ain't happy with that. God ain't pleased with that. So Paul said, Timothy, you better get up. You better rebuke before all or you're going to have problems in the church house. And Paul says, Timothy, I'm telling you, don't be a partaker of their evil deeds. Timothy, you get up and preach and don't say nothing and don't do nothing. You just might join with them. You got to say something, Timothy. Be pure from the partakers. And it's hard. Let me say, it's hard when it's your family. Amen. I don't know anybody's story and I don't need to know, but you might have somebody in your family and you feel like they're going a different way. It's hard. I know. But you got to stay faithful, and they need to know where you're at. You ain't got to bust hide every time you go to the dinner table, but they need to know where you're at. I know some people in my mind that I love, but they need to know where I'm at. They need to know where you're at. You don't need to, every time you get together, bring it up, but they need to know where you're at. They need to know you love them and you disagree. Don't be a partaker of their evil deeds. Timothy said, you're going to see so many things. You can't do that. And you know at our church, I know we're a smaller church, but there's certain people that won't come and they won't sing and they won't preach because they have went a different way. They haven't kept the doctrine sound in chapter 1. They've turned aside so that they're not here. But I believe if you turned on FBN today, you'd hear some good music. And I tell you, it'd be true for FBN. And Brother Miller's wrong, he can correct me. If I'm wrong, Brother Miller, correct me. I tell you, there's certain people they won't put on their station because there's some things they wouldn't let on there. There's some music they won't let on there. There's some things they're not going to have on there because others have turned aside. And we can't have that. I tell you, and I've had some things that I liked, I turned aside from. I don't like it. I remember, I know some people, I could say their names, I won't say it because I'm not going to be parent. But I heard some people growing up that preached, and I tell you, they would preach the power of God, but they've turned a different way. I tell you, there's others that I know, and they served the Lord, and they were great, and they went a different direction. Paul said, Timothy, I don't want that to be you. And if you're going to be pure, if you're going to stay clean, you got to turn away from that and keep your eyes on Jesus. There was a writer getting some research for a novel. He visited a coal mine. He was excited to see the coal mine. As he approached that entrance to the mine, he saw there was a group right there of beautiful white flowers growing right next to the entrance of the coal mine. He stared at them. He saw the men come out of the coal mine with dust on their face. He saw the men come out of the coal mine with dust on their hands. He saw he could see their eyes. He saw them shake off their dust of the coal dust as they come off. But he looked at that planet, it was pure white. He said, well, maybe the wind blew it off. He went in the mine and researched for his novel. He came out and that planet was still pure white as all the dirty miners walked by and the dust blew out. He stopped and said, a Christian should be like that. As the dust of this old world blows by us and it seems to just cover us up to be resilient and pure and decide I'm going to stay unspotted from the flesh and of the world and they which I live in. Oh, we need to be pure. Oh, we need to be white. He said, I'm going to be like this plant. I'm going to be white. Matthew 5:15. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and giveth light unto all that are in the house. Many Christians, we decide not to be pure. We're covering up our light. And eventually it'll go out. And we won't be used for the Lord. Because we joined in with the parrots. We said things that we shouldn't have said. And we joined in with the preferers. And we started to look down on others. And then we need to be pure from the partakers. Don't partake in other men's sin. As certain company that I can't keep. We ain't got to do it with a hateful spirit. But people need to know where you're at. Paul said, Timothy, I'm leaving. I'm closing the letter. You're going to get another one here in a little while. I want you to know before I leave how you ought to behave yourself in the house of God and how that's going to affect everything you do. Hey, the closer we get to Christ, we start to lose some liberties. There's certain things we got to stop doing. And that flesh in me hates it. But our Heavenly Father is happy. Because we decided to keep ourselves pure. The preacher needs to do this. We all need to decide. Keep thyself pure. Let's pray together. Lord, thank you for your word. Thank you for the Bible.